إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us in vain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you then think that we created you in idle play and that you are not going to return to us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather created us for a very well-defined purpose that is mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create men and jinn but to worship me alone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us liable for the type of choices that we choose in this life, and made us responsible for our actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَ أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلْهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Indeed, we offered the trust, and the trust here, the gift of free will. We, among millions of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are distinct by having this gift of free will. And this is the meaning of trust. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we offer the trust to the heavens, the earth, and the mountains, but they refused to bear it because they were afraid of it. Yet man took it up, for indeed he has been ever prone to be most wicked and most foolish. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Do not follow that which you have no knowledge about. For indeed, hearing, sight, and heart, about all of these, man is going to be questioned. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, which is recorded in the Sahih from the narration of Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu anhu, he said, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانَ فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارَ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِهِ فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to speak to every one of you directly without an interpreter, and man will look at his right and find nothing but his deeds that he did in the life of this world. And he will look at his left and find nothing but the deeds that he did in this world. And look in front of him and see nothing but the most horrible scene of the hell. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ. So protect yourself from the hellfire even by spending the equivalent of half a day for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, reminding us of this great responsibility that every one of us carry on his shoulder before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. No one will move from his place on the day of resurrection but after being questioned about four matters. عن عمره فيما أفناه وعن شبابه فيما أبلاه وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه وعن علمه ماذا عمل به. He will be questioned about his life and how he spent it. And in specific, he will be questioned about his youth and how he spent that most important part of the life. And he will be questioned about his money, how did he earn it and how did he spend it. And he will be questioned about his knowledge, how did he utilize it. So we are not created in vain. We are created for a purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us that we are liable and we are responsible for our actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us every tool that is necessary to ensure our safety and our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِنْ. And He has made all that is in the heavens and all that is on earth subservient to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything in this universe for us, and He created us for Him. And the question is, what is the most important tool that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us in order for us to reach peacefully and safely to our destination, to the ultimate pleasure, and that is entering paradise and enjoying the look at the face of our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tool is mentioned in the following hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَتْ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ. Indeed, there is a morsel of flesh in the body. If it be whole, then the whole body will be whole. And if it is corrupt, then the whole body will be corrupt. It is the heart. This is the most important tool. And we say the most important tool because our whole success is dependent on how we take care of our heart. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَذَكَّى. Indeed, successful is the person who purifies himself. So this is the most important tool, and therefore taking care of this tool is one of the most important obligations. Because if the heart is corrupt, no matter how righteous the work is, it becomes corrupt because of the corruption of the heart. And if the act is corrupt and it is not done based on a pure intention, a pure heart, then it will not be accepted, and the servant will be punished by another sin. We sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish us by allowing us to sin more. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Once they swerved away from the path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to swerve away further as a punishment. So if we have a corrupt heart, then the action is corrupt and the process becomes complex, because
this corrupted act is going to cause another sin, and this sin is going to reflect back on the condition of the heart and makes it darker and harder, and the person keep sinning, and his heart keeps getting harder and darker until the heart becomes like a rock, or even worse in its harshness and hardness. Until the person's heart dies. Yes, dies completely. You may see him or her speaking, talking, going to work, and even praying, but with a dead heart. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after a very strong, long reminder in Surah Qaf, he said, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ الْقَلْبِ. Indeed, in that there is a reminder for every person who has a heart. Now, if you go to a doctor and tell your doctor, check me, do I have a heart or not? He will definitely tell you that you have a heart. Which tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mean any heart, rather a specific type of heart, and that is the living heart, al-qalb al-saleem, the sound heart, the clear heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means the only person who benefits from the Quran's reminders are the person who has living heart. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. Yes, dear brothers, hearts dies, and hearts can be whole and can be clear. Rather, the only people who will be saved on the day of judgment are those people who have al-qalb al-saleem, the living, the sound, the clear, the whole heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. A day on which no wealth, no children will be of avail, of benefit, of use, except the person who comes and stands before Allah with al-qalb al-saleem, the whole and the sound heart. And this heart, dear brothers and sisters, is a heart that is free of temptation, free of base desire, free from any whim or hawa that opposes the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a heart that is cleansed from any doubt that drives the person to reject a report that is in the Quran, or a report that is in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is a heart that is freed from any type of servitude except that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A heart that has completely yielded to the leadership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the person who has a heart is a person, whenever he loves only for the sake of Allah, and he eats only for the sake of Allah, and he gives only for the sake of Allah, and if he is to withhold, he withhold only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who revolves all the time with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever they take him. So it is a person who submitted completely to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the living al-qalb al-heart. Now, opposite to this heart, there is another kind of heart, that is the dead heart. And the dead heart is the heart that is void from any signs of life. A heart that does not acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or recognizes the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A heart that revolves all the time with its whims and base desires. It revolves all the time with its hawa. A heart that only listens to every shaitan and not listen to a nasih. Reject the nusuh, the sincere advice of any advisor. It is a heart of a person who is only angered by matters of dunya and only pleased by matters of dunya. Now, in between these two hearts, the living heart and the dead heart, there is a third type of heart, and that is the ill heart, al-qalb al-marid. Al-qalb al-marid has two sources of supply. One source is the source of good, and the other one is the source of evil, filth, and impurities. So, and the final condition of the heart is determined by which one of the sources is stronger. So the stronger source prevails. So we'll be either closer to the path of good or closest to the path of evil. Dear brothers and sisters, it is of extreme importance that we keep examining the condition of our hearts. And remember, dear brothers and sisters, that our ummah, as an ummah, it is an ummah of more than 1 billion Muslims. And the reason that they don't have much weight, neither on earth nor in the heaven, is because something has to do with our hearts. There cannot be millions of people who stand in prayer and praying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with living heart without reaping the fruits of these prayer in this life before the life to come. Our target as a ummah is that when we pray, our hearts pray. When we remember Allah, our hearts remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we cry, our hearts cry. So whatever good we are doing on the outside is matching the condition, true condition of our hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran that Allah yuhibbul muttaqeen, Allah loves al-muttaqeen. And there is difference and big difference between al-muttaqeen and al-musalleen. Musalleen and those who pray. You never find in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhibbul musalleen, even though Allah loves salah. But Allah loves the salah that is performed based on taqwa and driven by taqwa, driven by iman, driven by pure and sincere intention from the heart, driven by hope for the mercy of Allah that exists in the heart, fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that resides in the heart of the person. And therefore it's very important to pay attention to this forgotten part of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, if I were to ask you who among you looked at the mirror this morning when you woke up or before coming to the masjid, how many will say that I did? And don't raise your hands, because this is not I am not expecting an answer, but most of probably all of us did. I know that I did. The question is, why do we look at the mirror? Because we like to reflect a good image. We don't like people to see any flaws in our appearance. We like to be seen in our best condition. The question is, how come we don't take care of the condition of our heart as we take care of our appearance? Even though the one who looks at our heart is the most important and the one who is most worthy of our attention, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَشْكَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Indeed, Allah does not take into consideration the way you look or your physical appearance or your physical appearances. Rather, He takes into consideration your intentions, your hearts, and your actions. So how come we neglect this part? Is it because that we like the act of worship that can make noise? Is it because we like the act of worship in which we can be seen that we are worshipping Allah and we are righteous, and this type of ibadah, and that is the ibadah of correcting the condition of our heart, is a secret ibadah. Nobody knows about how much effort we are doing in order to cleanse our hearts, in order to purify the heart, in order to remove the filth, the impurities, the things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our heart, the nifaq, the riyah, the other things that are hated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody will see us. Is it because it is secret that we neglected our hearts? Is it because we are now more fascinated by the appearances of things, not the reality of matters and things? We see somebody and maybe we be impressed by how sharp he looks. Maybe he does not weigh in the sight of Allah a wing of a mosquito, the weight of the wing of a mosquito. And this, there are some hadith in which we were told about some people that may, that are looked upon in a very impressive manner by the people, that they are not worthy in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, we may see a person who we may belittle and not give much respect to, but he is in a very high rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Who is Abu Bakr? He is the best of this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, he is the best after the prophets radiallahu anhu. This man Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, from the outside, people used to think he is very weak. He's a very thin person and very emotional. So emotional that the wives of the Prophet advised the Prophet against him leading the prayer in the time of his sickness. Yet this man took the strongest position, the strongest positions after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are Muslims today because of the strong positions that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The whole ummah was about to deviate. Some of the noble companions started saying Rasulullah never died, and he alone stood and he said, من كان يعبد الله محمدا فإن محمدا قد مات ومن كان يعبد الله فإن الله حي دائم. Whoever was worshipping Muhammad, whoever is worshipping Muhammad, let him know that Muhammad has died, and whoever is worshipping Allah, Allah is ever living, he never dies. And he recited an ayah that some of the Sahaba have forgotten. And this man, the one who looks very thin and very weak from the outside, Rasulullah told us about him that if the iman of the ummah is weighed, and the iman of Abu Bakr is weighed, the iman of Abu Bakr will outweigh the iman of the whole ummah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another man from those people that were among the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Now, if we want to judge by beauty standards and how handsome the person, this companion will fail. And he is companion number 6. He is the number 6 Muslim from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he embraced Islam, he was the 6th Muslim. See how senior he is in our Ummah. Yet he was short and his legs were very thin. So thin that one time he was on a tree trying to pick a branch of arak, you know, the one that you use as siwak to clean your teeth, and the wind blew and blew his legs, because he was so light and thin. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu laughed, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Why are you laughing?" They said that we are laughing because of thinness of the legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And he said, "Wallahi, by Allah, they are heavier than the mount of Uhud in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So dear brothers and sisters, we should not be deceived by look, and we should pay more attention to the condition of our hearts. Then some men think the matter is in muscles and how strong you are. If this is what counts in the sight of Allah, then some vicious animals will be better in the sight of Allah than human beings. But this is not the case. So dear brothers and sisters, it is very important that we be conditioned to pay attention to the condition of our heart, because after all, our success in this life and the life to come depends on how purified our heart is. Allah said in the Quran, "Qad aflaha man tazakka." Indeed, successful is the one who purifies his heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, clarifying that the only people who enter paradise are the ones who has purified their hearts in the life of this world. Salamun alaykum tibtum fadkhuluha. Peace upon you, you've been purified and therefore enter it. Which means, because you have purified your heart, enter paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran also, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Every one of you will pass over the hellfire. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًا. This is indeed a decree that must come to pass. A decree from Allah that must come to pass. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. And then we only save المتقين. So salvation from the hellfire is exclusive for المتقين, and taqwa is synonymous to self-purification. So only people who will be saved from the hellfire, those who purify their hearts. And only people who enter paradise are the people who purify their hearts. So how come we are not paying much attention to something that is the most important tool in our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is our heart? Dear brothers, this is nothing but a reminder about the importance of self-purification, tazkiyah, that we need to bear in mind. And I invite all of you inshaAllah to attend the lecture tomorrow, which is going to be about the practical means of how that we can achieve self-purification or tazkiyah. So the practical means is tomorrow, and everybody is invited, men, women, inshallah, after Salatul Maghrib. I urge you to attend this lecture.